Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good morning. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. No, I haven't been awake and sleeping in the same clothes for 24 hours. I just thought about that. Got the same shirt on. Well, welcome. It's May the 3rd, bright and early in the morning, and we welcome you to Read the Word. It's going to be a good one today. Two Psalms, Psalm 106 and 107, David giving glory to God for all of his forgiveness, love, mercy, and grace to the children of Israel, even though they were rebellious. David's like, yeah, I still love this, so we better do what's right. So, welcome everybody. This is a program called Read the Word. We're reading through the Word chronologically. Started on January the 1st, and we have read every day except one, but we made up for it. And we welcome you. In the comments, no, in the notes of this program, there's a link that'll lead you to all of the videos from January 1st until May the 3rd. And it's in a playlist. You can just click it and start it and just listen to the word read and pray the prayer of salvation. Those of you that are with us every day, pray that prayer of salvation every day. It worked the first time you prayed it, but faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of the Lord. It's a powerful blessing. Then you'll learn the prayer, and then it won't be long. You'll be helping somebody else pray that same prayer and be right with God. You ready? Let's pray our opening prayer that we always pray. 145. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body by you today, so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and may be able to comprehend with all the saints, that's a lot of folks, what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, so I will know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. 235. Here we go. What you hear me calling out in numbers is I'm calling the play. Timestamp. Psalm 106. Praise the Lord. This is a song. The music. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. He is good. For his mercy endures forever. I like some good soul music. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can declare all his praise? Blessed are those who keep justice. I like that. And he who does righteousness at all times. You're blessed if you're a just person. Verse 4. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor you have toward your people. Oh, visit me with your salvation, that I may see the benefit of your chosen ones, that I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, that I may glory with your inheritance. In that inheritance, we have sinned with our fathers. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. Our fathers in Egypt did not understand your wonders. They did not remember the multitude of your mercies, but rebelled by the sea, the Red Sea. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake. Yeah, we're going to see that a lot. That he might make his mighty power known. He rebuked the Red Sea, and it dried up. So he led them through the depths as through the wilderness, meaning it was dry. He saved them from the hand of him who hated them and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. The waters covered their enemies. There was not one of them left. Then they believed in his words, and they sang his praise. They soon forgot his works. They did not wait for his counsel, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and tested God in the desert. Do not do that. And he gave them their requests, but he sent leanness into their soul. Wow, underline that one. When they envied Moses in the camp and Aaron, the saint of the Lord, the earth opened up and swallowed Dathan and covered the faction of Abiram. A fire was kindled in their company. The flame burned up the wicked. They made a calf in Horeb and worshiped molded image. Thus they changed their glory into the image of an ox that eats grass. They forgot God, their Savior. Mm-hmm. 20,000 of them went to hell alive with Dothan and Abiram. Don't run with rebels, because you'll go to the same place they go. They forgot the God, their Savior, verse, who had done great things in Egypt. 22, wondrous works in the land of Ham, awesome things by the Red Sea. Therefore, he said that he would destroy them. Had not Moses, his chosen one, stood before him in the breach to turn away his wrath, lest he destroy them. Then they despised the pleasant bread, land. They did not believe the word, but complained in their tents, oh, Jesus, and did not heed the voice of the Lord. Therefore, he raised up his hand in an oath against them to overthrow them in the wilderness, to overthrow their descendants among the nations and scatter them in the lands. Verse 28, join themselves also to Baal of Peor and ate sacrifices made to the dead, and they provoked him to anger with their deeds, and the plague broke out among them. Phinehas stood up and intervened, and the plague was stopped, and that was accounted to him for righteousness. Wow. I have it underlined and circled, but wow. To all generations forevermore. They angered him also at the waters of strife, so that it went ill with Moses on account of them, because they rebelled against his spirit, so that he spoke rashly with his lips. Destroy the peoples concerning whom the Lord had commanded them. But they mingled with the Gentiles and learned their works. They served their idols, which became a snare to them. They even sacrificed their sons and daughters to demons. I mean, it says it right there in the Bible, guys. That's what we're doing. That's what some people are doing in America with abortion right now. And shed innocent blood, the blood of their sons and daughters, whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan, and the land was polluted with blood. Thus they were defiled by their own works, and put a harlot by their own deeds. Therefore the wrath of the Lord was kindled against his people, so that he abhorred his own inheritance, and he gave them into the hand of the Gentiles, and those who hated them ruled over them. Their enemies also oppressed them, and they were brought into subjection under their hand. Many times he delivered them, but they rebelled in their counsel and were brought low for their iniquity. Nevertheless, he regarded their affliction when he heard their cry, and for their sake he remembered his covenant, and relented according to the multitude of his mercies, He also made them to be pitied by all those who carried them away captive. Save us, O Lord God. Thanks to your holy name, to triumph in your praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Let all the people say, amen.
Amen.
10:30. When you think about the wickedness that they did with their children, it's no different today. And there's no condemnation in me at all for any of you that may have had an abortion, any of you ladies that may have had an abortion, even if you men had forced a lady to have abortion. The greatest scourge on America is because of the leadership of that industry, because it is an industry. And not you who were bound in it and confused and didn't know what to do. Guys, we got to turn this scourge, and the Supreme Court's ruling right now. We've got to turn the scourge. 65 million. We've lost a whole generation of people. Can you imagine? America would have 65 million more people in this land right now. Wow. Here we go. Psalm 107. Wait, I got to do one more thing. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind this trauma that may have been on any of these people's lives because of abortion. Thank you that you received that baby immediately and it's waiting in heaven for them to raise throughout eternity. They know who their mom and dad are. They know who their brothers and sisters are. I bind you, when you get off of these people's lives. You let them go free. And in the name of Jesus, receive forgiveness right now through my words and my prayer. Because Jesus said, whoever sins, we remit, they'll be remitted. Standing here in the gap today, remitting that sin, and biblically so, so that you will be free. In Jesus' mighty name. And if you got a friend that's had an abortion and they're condemned, send them this video. It'll be good. Because that prayer works. We've seen hundreds of women delivered from that horrible fear and trauma that's of it. All right, 12:55, Psalm 107. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. I am redeemed. Gathered out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and the south, they wandered in the wilderness in a desolate way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. I've almost got a tune, but I'm not quite getting it. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. He led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city for a dwelling place. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, for he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness. You got to be hungry. You got to be chasing God. Verse 10. Those who sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, bound in affliction and irons, because they rebelled against the word of the Lord and despised the counsel of the Most High. Therefore, he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down and there was none to help. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. And he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and broke their chains in pieces. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he has broken the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron in two. Fools, because of their transgression, their soul abhorred all manner of food, and they drew near to the gates of death. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. He sent his word and healed them. Jesus is the living word. That's why we believe in healing. Verse 21, oh, that man would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Those who go down to the sea in ships, who do business on the great waters, they see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commands and raises the stormy wind, which lifts up the waves of the sea. They mount up to the heavens. They go down again to the depths. Their soul melts because of the trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wit's end. Then they cry out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brings them out of their distresses. He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Then they are glad because they are quiet. So he guides them to their desired haven. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. That's a really good guitar riff right there. Give thanks to the Lord. 32, let them exalt him also in the assembly of the people and praise him in the company of the elders. He turns rivers into a wilderness and the water springs into dry ground, a fruitful land into barrenness for the wickedness of those who dwell in it. He turns a wilderness into pools of water and a dry land into water springs. There he makes the hungry dwell that they may establish a city for a dwelling place and sow fields and plant vineyards that they may yield a fruitful harvest. He also blesses them and they multiply greatly. He does not let their cattle decrease. He does not let their cattle decrease. That's an interesting statement. When they are diminished and brought low through oppression, he pours contempt on princes, causes them to wander in the wilderness where there is no way. Yet he sets the poor on high, far from affliction, makes their families like a flock. The righteous see it and rejoice, and all iniquity stops its mouth. Whoever is wise will observe these things, and they will understand the loving kindness of the Lord. I like this statement. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of Israel. 19:10. Now, you and I can see David already. He was a shepherd boy, and he killed Goliath, and he fought the enemies of Israel. And then Saul chased him like a dog, and he ran for his life. And God strengthened David from the moment he started running. He 400 of his in-debt, distressed, and discontented, unhappy relatives came to be with him, but they became mighty men. And David had a mighty army, and God's hand was with him. No matter what you're going through, know this, God is with you. Turn to him because he is the rewarder of them who diligently seek him. We studied it tonight in our evening program. He said, call unto me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things you don't know. He's wanting to show you that. Matthew 7:7, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened in Jesus' mighty name. Going to give you an opportunity to pray the prayer of salvation, to be made one with God, be reconciled to the Father, and begin a relationship with him as your Father every day. Pray this prayer with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Everybody pray. I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every
day. And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And rose again on the third day just for me.
Again on the third day just for me.
Put your hands out and say, I receive you into my life, Jesus.
I receive you into my life, Jesus.
Forgive me of my sin.
Forgive me of my sin.
I receive all of your love.
All of your mercy.
All of your grace.
All of your
righteousness.
All of your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And
as a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. The first time you prayed that prayer, welcome to the kingdom of God. If that's the 100th time, 2220, that you prayed that prayer, welcome to the family of God. You might be saying, Pastor, what's going on inside? You were born again. Your spirit man has come alive unto God. You're made one with him. Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, just came in. Fear left and faith came. Jesus, the light of the world, just came. Darkness left and you're filled with light. And all of his grace, mercy, and love just came because you asked for it. And then he adopted you into his family and literally makes you an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus, like literally. It's one of the greatest revelations you'll ever get, is you now get to have a relationship with your Father and talk to him just like you talk to me. I don't know how to do it. Just wake up and start talking. You won't hear his voice right at the beginning because you got too many other voices going on in your head and around your life. But all of a sudden, you stay focused and just say, Lord, help me to hear your voice. All of a sudden, you'll begin to know his voice. It'll be very loud and very clear. Welcome to the family of God. Our place is to help you walk with God. That's why we're doing this program. Right in the notes of this program, there's a link for every one of these from January 1st, Genesis 1, all the way to May the 3rd. And where we are in Psalms and 2 Samuel and Chronicles. We're kind of all over. It's a great study, and we'll help you. We got over 600 videos that we can help you walk with God. Very, very, very relaxed, open Bible study. We'd be glad to share them with you. And then on any subject, send me an email, tell me your story, ask me a question, and I'll be glad to help you walk with God in Jesus' mighty name. Remember, on Sunday mornings, we receive communion together right here on the program. So make sure you're here for that. And besides that, that's all we got. Well, not really, but that's all we're giving you. You ready? Till we see you again, that's what we have to say. Remember this. We love you.
We love you.
And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. See you soon. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.